patrolling the sidelines on game days and beating the pros inside the lines on off days. A 5'10 guard from Elon University. It's Bally Sports Wisconsin Zora Stevenson on Homer and Tony.
Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. The greatness of Giannis online. The greatness just grows and grows. And the Bucks win game two tonight in Boston. Giannis's greatness is now at 8 feet 12 and a half inches.
What about the greatness of Zora?
All right. We'll let her decide that. Good afternoon, Zora.
I love how Homer does not hide his Bucks fandom. Like, you are openly and outwardly a Bucks fan through and through. Every day, you're always hyping. You're hyping. The greatness, of course. But, you know.
But what, you know? But
that's
what?
A shtick.
No, it's not a shtick.
That's a shtick.
No, we are all.
His shtick.
No, this
He's
is
always
the,
yelling
no,
about
no,
something.
No. This is the standard. This is the standard. There are few times in your life when you are lucky to follow an athlete. You're just lucky. I was lucky to be young when Muhammad Ali was around. I'm lucky to be in Milwaukee when Giannis is around. You don't say lucky very often as a sports follower. So when you got it, it's special.
You appreciate Homer, I can 100% get on board with that.
Yeah.
I feel so grateful to be able to have a front row seat to this journey that, as you accurately talked about, continues to increase, and climb. It's amazing. It really is.
And what are you thinking into tonight's game? Tony and I would agree, we both are expecting Boston to win. That's why two win in Boston. They had no idea, and we're not ready. Brooklyn has no inside game. That's how they were good. The Bucks have a great inside game, and they played stupid. What they're going to do, and they've been told, we're going to the basket. Everybody's going to the basket. The decision as far as a Boston win will be made at home at the free throw line. They'll get a ton of free throws, and they won't be as stupid because they know they can't win shooting threes, and now they're going to all go to the basket, and I'm just checking to see how the home cooking smells. You can have a little home cooking. So, that's
my reasoning.
Now, Tony, give her yours.
My reason is just purely, I thought, first of all, that Boston had been playing so well for so long towards the end of the season. I thought they were due for a clunker. And I figured it would be this round. I don't think that you're going to get another bad game out of Brown. Brown played terrible. Couldn't hit a shot. Marcus Smart wasn't that effective. So I just thought Boston didn't play Boston basketball. I think they're going to get back to that, playing well. And, you know, the Bucks are going to be the Bucks. But I just think that Boston is going to take those. They got to be desperate to take one at home. There's no doubt.
Yeah, because the series is over if they lose.
So.
So Tony will not agree to that,
and I don't know if Holiday can average 27 this series. So,
all right, take it away, Zora. It's your segment.
Just one game. I'm just talking about game two.
Mm-hmm. I know these games are hard to predict. Okay, I do know it's going to be a different type of game. Like it's you would think it's going to be closer, and what I mean, the Bucks won by 12. That's not like a blowout of any sorts, but I was never worried that Boston was going to make some sort of crazy run.
Right, because you didn't think they could score. You didn't think they could score enough, right?
Score consistently, right? And stop the Bucks. So, like, the Celtics were going a little bit of a run, but then right when they'd get to that 3 or 4 point mark, the Bucks would score, and it would clearly deflate them, right? Or then they'd, you know, create another turnover, and Boston would continue to lose confidence. So it wasn't necessarily close, even though, the score would indicate differently. So I think this one may be closer. The Celtics are more aware of what the series is going to be about, the physicality, the defense, where they can get their shots. Maybe they'll be more prepared to knock down more threes because, you know, they're getting more looks from that area. But, I mean, I'm always confident in the Bucks. They're locked in right now in just a different way. Ever since game two, when they lost to the Bulls at home, it's like a wake up, like, oh, this is how we have to play in the playoffs. And why let up? What's going to cause them to let up? Yes, Boston is going to play better. I mean, Jaylen Brown will show up before the fourth quarter, but the Bucks are so good. Giannis didn't even have a good game. Like, Homer, you're talking about him, like, continuing to, like, be more great. He wasn't more great to me in game one.
He only had a triple-double.
I know, but if you were to ask, I don't know if he would have thought that, like,
triple-double
he had
sucks,
an
Homer.
Amazing game.
I'm listening. Yeah.
Triple double's terrible. Yeah. He played terrible.
Yeah.
He didn't play good.
Did
he only had a triple
that?
Double.
Did I say that?
He needs a
did
quadruple double in order to play great.
No, get I him. Didn't say he didn't play
get him,
great.
Zara. Come on,
saying,
don't take that.
You
don't.
Were saying he played greater than what you've ever seen. And he did not play greater than what I've ever seen Giannis play. Giannis
who
is
said
that,
that
great that
Homer?
He can.
Well, I
Homer
I,
said
I, yes.
Continues,
his yeah, greatness on the line because
it's
he
Homer,
will get
Zara,
no,
on.
He will get credit as he's the leader of greatness for getting two road wins against Boston. He didn't shoot well, but he had all those assists and the success.
Great. I was under the impression you were saying that he was playing like greater than he ever had.
No, the success of the Bucks will be defined as the greatness of Giannis historically. Now, it's more to that. It's a team and everything like this. But all these great things affect the greatness perception of Giannis above everything else. To be able to go to Boston and win two in a row on the road, however it's done, is going to elevate the greatness of Giannis.
I don't know if that's greater than winning four in a row in the finals last year. I don't know. I think we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. Why are we putting Boston on this high of a pedestal?
Because no one thought because it was a close series, and now they're that much closer to being a legend.
What was a close series?
No, I mean, didn't you think when this series started that it was going to be close? The Bucks could even lose it, possibly. Think it was going to be easy?
No, I never think anything's going to be easy. It's the NBA playoffs. Nothing's easy. But all this talk of Boston being the front runner, I mean, I'm biased, but I see the Bucks. I just think the Bucks have a really, really good team.
Yes.
And you match it up, like, player to player versus the Celtics, I just think the Bucks are better.
And that starts now, with who has the best player on the floor.
Agreed, and that is no question. I think any of the people that talk about this series would agree that Giannis is the best player on the floor in this series. We're not debating that, right? We're not going down that road, right?
No, I'm not debating that. The Celtics had 20 free throws in game one. I'm going 35 plus tonight.
Why? Is that because the refs are going to call it different? Or
they're
going
to call it differently, and the Celtics know their only chance is to attack the basket at all times and draw fouls.
Yeah, well, you got to attack the basket, but yeah, you got to draw the foul, which is, because they were getting into the paint. Yeah. They just weren't making anything.
I know. But they're going to go into the body.
They're getting their paint, and we're chucking up threes.
And just flipping the ball up in the air. But go ahead. You're talking about defensively, right? That's what stood out for you. Yeah.
Defensively. They've even said if we're gonna win anything, we've got to play defense, especially with Chris Middleton out. I absolutely love the approach that this group has taken with Chris Middleton out. And Homer, I know you're like Giannis above all, but I just really think we need to give more credit to everybody else on this team. Giannis is not who he is without everybody else around him. And I know he elevates everybody, but everybody also elevates him.
Yeah,
as well.
Because you listened all year, and I told you the key to the season was who? Was what? So I'll give
Brooke
credit,
Lopez.
Without a doubt. And his ability to play, not once has anybody mentioned the injury in the playoffs, right? It's as if he wasn't hurt. That's incredible. You need to get inside information on how he can be the way he is physically, given what he's recovering from.
Well, the training staff and the medical staff for the Bucks had a detailed plan, which Brooke has revealed that they followed just to a T, and he's so appreciative of the plan that was laid out, and it's been working so far.
Yeah, and it took incredible patience.
Patience, because you never want to come back too early, but, I mean, he came back right around the time where they said he would, and Coach Bud feels like Brooke has this, like, he didn't have to play 82 games. So in a weird, twisted way, he's almost more refreshed than everybody else because he didn't have to go through the grind of the season. Obviously, like, back surgery is grueling in itself, but just his mental capacity, the mental toll that the season takes on you, Brooke did not have to go through 82 games. He only had to go through, like, a fourth of those.
All right, so you want to talk about people other than Giannis? I'm starting with Brooke Lopez. Take it from there.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's next?
Drew Holiday.
Because?
And because, I mean, even when he got those two fouls early in game one and he had to come out, there's just a difference when he's not on the floor offensively and defensively. And even when Drew, throughout the regular season, when he was in and out, whether it was various injuries or whatever, and you had different people bringing up the ball, they're like, we miss Drew. Like, he just keeps everything organized. And I think the fact that I felt it even more is because you don't have George Hill, so you don't have that traditional backup. Also, Wesley Matthews does not get enough credit. And I know you'll talk highly of Wesley Matthews because of the Marquette connection. He takes on the challenge of guarding the opponent's best player every single series and every single night.
And does his ability to do that mean that Holiday might score more because his focus on defense doesn't have to be as tough as it was before Matthews?
100%.
Yeah.
And that's by design. So Drew now has more energy on offense. Now, I mean, he's going to have, like, the matchup is Wesley Matthews guarding Jason Tatum. Drew is going to have a number of possessions on Jason Tatum, just with whether it's switches or in transition.
But not everyone.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the key.
Did
and
you hear that? Hold on. Did you hear that, Tony? Exactly.
Yes.
You have never said that to me once on following my opinion, ever.
Because you have never gotten it exactly right.
Wait, do we have the – I always agree with Homer. Do we have that cued? It's been so long.
I always agree with Homer, like, all the time.
Now, we need to change that. Exactly. That's what I want. Exactly. Because maybe it'll rub off on Tony. All right, back to you.
So. It certainly will not.
I don't think so.
I know I'm rambling. Last thing on the defensive end, though. Okay, so we talked about the fact that Wesley guards the opposing team's best player, which gives Drew Holiday a little bit of a rest so that he can exert more energy on offense. But then it also, for example, Jason Tatum now will see Wesley Matthews guarding him. He'll see Drew Holiday guarding him. And so that's different guys and different looks. So he can never get comfortable in one way on how to beat the Bucks defense. And when you get past those two people, your guy, Brook Lopez, is at the rim, and he's so good at altering shots without fouling. Brooke, one personal foul in game one. One foul. And think of all the shots he altered, and he did it without fouling. Okay.
Yeah. All right, who's next? Let's go. Who's next on the list? We going to get to Carter? We're going to get to Grayson Allen? Where are you going to go next?
Oh, let's do Grayson Allen just to make Tony mad, because Grayson's been balling.
Wow.
And there's nothing you can say.
The trolling.
Yeah.
I'm going to the bathroom, Zora. See ya.
Tell him the respect.
No, I mean, what? Okay. So you think, okay, in the Bulls series, okay, 20-plus point games in game three and four, and, okay, maybe it's just, you know, a fluke or whatever. No, but Grayson Allen has been consistent, coming off the bench, giving you double digits, shooting high percentages from the three-point line, and I just think that spark off the bench is huge, because now the Bucks have production offensively in the reserves in addition to Pat Connaughton. So I know you put Wesley Matthews in the starting lineup for defense, but I really think it's too, like, it helps the Bucks that Grayson Allen is coming off the bench, because now you have a spark offensively off the bench.
Yeah.
Boo.
And how about Carter?
And Boo
is
now.
Mention Carter getting some minutes.
Boo is all I can say. Boo.
Yeah, he's never.
Yeah, Boo is now yay. So, you know, Boo is the new black.
All right, then yay.
Oh, yeah. What was the deal? What was the deal on the booing of, how did that play out? The booing of Grayson Allen by the fans, by...
Well, remember you gave me an assignment to ask Grayson.
Yeah, I did.
So Grayson does not want the Pfizer Forum to boo him. I said, so, and this was before game five, I said, so are the fans supposed to boo you now? And he said, I don't think so. Grayson Allen checks in for the first time, game five, all of Pfizer Forum.
Boo.
So at this point, I don't really know if
That's a pretty good response. You boo when he's entered, not when he's playing.
No, they booed. He made a shot. They booed every good thing he did. Yes.
Did he?
So
it's become his shtick. Sort of like your shtick.
Yeah, and his teammates are booing. But I've even talked to people within the organization about this, and they're like, but it's a good thing. Even though it's a little different, it's good because now the community and the city and the fan base is embracing you. With boos, but they're embracing you.
It's just odd. I've never experienced it in my life, and I'm
old. Don't expect Grayson Allen to have a good game, Homer. Don't get excited.
It's his teammate's fault, though. His teammate started this.
Yeah, well, when you're winning, everything is good.
So. Very
winning.
All right, Zora, the last comment. The last comment you want to leave us with is the Bucks go to game two in Boston.
we just went down four or five players, and I didn't even have time to talk about Bobby Portis or Javon Carter or Pat Connaughton, and that just shows you the depth and the talent that this team has. Oh, and wait, they're doing all of this without Chris Middleton.
Hey, you can only talk about...
Good luck to the best.
You can only talk about... Well, I got two things. You can only talk about Grayson Allen or Pat Connaughton in one show. You can't bring them both up in the same show. That's rule number one. Rule number two, you said they're doing all of this. They're doing what? They won one game, Zora. And don't give me all of this.
This started game
all
three
of this
series.
Well, against the Bulls, they played some without Middleton. I mean, right?
Yes.
The Bulls.
Yes.
Oh.
The Bulls without everybody. Come on.
They're
but
doing it so well. They're doing it so well. Nobody's even talking
to
about
sweep
it.
The Bulls,
that tells you how well they do it. Nobody even brings it up.
Yes, but let's keep it even keel. One game. I agree.
Yeah, my key. Yeah. Let's keep it even keel. That was my middle name at a last radio job.
Well, certainly
even
not.
Keel. Thanks, Zora.
Your first name was Falcon back in the day.
All right, Zora Stevenson. Yes, she's all fired up. She should be. There's a chance of even greater greatness.
She got a little ahead of herself there.
We're
doing all of this without Middleton.
By her standards,
one game.
Yes, she's fired up. She realizes how historically special this would be. Did we get an update on the percentage of teams that have won?
Yeah, I got it. I got it right here, Homer.
All right, well, let's break, and then we'll get to it.
Okay.
Next.